Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And today I want to just talk with you about what's happening in Israel. Martin Luther King Jr. once said that an injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And the truth is that every single life on the face of this earth matters. They matter to Jesus Christ because Jesus died for them. He died for each one of us. And right now we're seeing globally so many people being threatened by Islamic radical jihadists and terrorists like we've never seen before. However, it doesn't appear that every bit of terrorist acts are getting the same amount of attention. And you may not be aware of this. Seems like the media has not covered it nearly as much, but a young American citizen, a young man by the name of Ezra Schwartz, was just killed in Israel by a Palestinian terrorist attack. He was mowed down. Get this. He was sent by his parents to Israel. He's from Massachusetts, and he was sent there, and he was on his way to bring food, I believe, to IDF, Israel's Defense Force, when right in the middle of traffic, someone came out with a machine gun and killed several people, one of them being Ezra, and it is an absolute tragedy. I want you to watch this report as we find out more details of what occurred.
According to the Mideast, Israel suffered its deadliest days yet in its current wave of terror. Five died in two separate attacks, including an American teen who was there simply to study and volunteer. CBN's Chris Mitchell brings us the story from the scene of one of those attacks.
American Ezra Schwartz came to Israel to join a program co-sponsored by the Jewish Agency and the Israeli government. The head of the Jewish Agency, Natan Sharansky, found his death even more tragic because Schwartz came to be part of the vibrant Israeli experience. This is the scene of the terror attack where Ezra Schwartz and two others were killed. A 24-year-old Palestinian terrorist from nearby Hebron drove up in this lane of traffic and began shooting into the next lane with an automatic rifle. He killed Ezra, a Palestinian, an Israeli, and wounded seven others. This video caught the aftermath when Israeli police surrounded the terrorist. Earlier in the day, two more Israelis died in Tel Aviv when 36-year-old Raed Mahmoud walked into a synagogue and began randomly stabbing worshipers during afternoon prayers. He worked in a restaurant next door. Hamas praised both of the attacks that came almost 1 year to the day after a major terror attack on a Jerusalem synagogue that killed four during morning prayers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the terrorists will pay a price for these attacks, and Israeli officials continue to blame incitement by the Palestinian Authority and its political party, Fatah. Fatah recently held a rally honoring the terrorists responsible for the first two murders in this current wave of violence. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz tweeted that the Palestinian Arab terrorism is simply the same radical Islam as ISIS. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Gush Etzion.
Same. This is the same thing that's happening with radical jihadists. But the Palestinians are doing this to Israel, and they've been doing it for years. It just reminds me of prior to 9/11, you could barely get anyone to speak of terrorism because it was a great majority of it was happening in Israel. But after 9/11, terrorism, that word was on the mouths of so many people, especially those of us in the West, because it was our new reality. But I want you to watch this moving tribute that Ezra's friends, they gathered all around his coffin and together. I mean, they're at the airport. They're sending his body home to his parents. A tragic situation, but they get together, and right in the middle of the airport, they begin to sing Israel's national anthem in solidarity as Ezra's body is being flown back. This is on his journey back home to America, and this is what his friends did to remember this fine young man. Watch this.
Thank you.
hearts go out to Ezra and every single person who's lost their life at the hands of terrorists, radical jihadists. My question is, where is the outcry? Where is the condemnation of these attacks? Where are the voices of our own government saying this should stop in Israel and shall no longer be tolerated? There's a narrative. If you haven't noticed the narrative that continually their goal is to snuff Israel out, but part of that narrative is to totally dismiss and ignore Israel and anything that happens to the people in the area. It's so important that we continue to share the light. It's so important to keep the light focused on Israel. When we get back from this break, we're going to give you an awesome insight into an Arab Muslim who's an Israeli, as she talks about the importance of all Israelis to stand united against those who want to divide them. It's amazing what we're seeing, Steve, in Israel and Ezra. Think about this young man. My goodness, my heart just goes out to him because his parents sent him out to Israel for this wonderful opportunity that he had to volunteer.
The Jerusalem experience, what they said.
Yeah, and he doesn't come back home. He does not come back home because of a terrorist attack, and you barely hear anything mentioned at all. And it's important for us to keep the light on Israel. Part of this narrative is to pay Israel no mind when tragedies, when all sorts of terrorist attacks happen in Israel, no one pays any attention to them. The minute they respond, then they want to bring the attention to Israel. But by keeping the light on, we can make sure that those things that are occurring are being exposed, that they're being talked about, that people know the truth behind what is happening. Mm-hmm. Much like leaving a light on at home at night to keep prowlers away, you know, you want to keep the front porch light on, right? You want to keep everything well lit. But we want to keep it light. We want to keep it well lit. We want all attention on Israel. If you didn't know, it's the epicenter of what's happening in the world today. Pay attention. Pay attention to Israel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.